Bing Crosby called him and asked to write the liner for one of his albums. He said that my wife, Kathy, loves your stories so much that I would like to write the liner for your album. His first album sold 1 million copies. He's here tonight as our special guest, and he's recognized by millions with his red suspenders and his big planter's hat. It is a very heavy cane. And when he opens his mouth and those great Cajun stories come out, well, heck, why wait? Let's just bring him out right now. What do you say? Here's Justin Wilson.
Thank you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I got three friends that were in the female women's hospital in Baton Rouge in the waiting room waiting for their wives. Well, we're in another room waiting to have some cheering. And not long before here come a nurse out and say, Mr. Broussard? The little fella say, you looking at him? What, I got a boy or a girl? She say, you got one of each, twins. He said, what you said? She said, you got one of each. You got twins. You don't mean to tell me. She said, that's right. Well, they say that's only right and proper that I should have twins. I'm the chief scout for the Minnesota Twins best ball team in South Louisiana. I should have twins. He turned around and them other two Cajuns sitting there waiting, handed each one of them two cigars, and he left. Not long before here come the same nurse out there and said, Mr. Bourgeois?
He said, you're looking at him, baby.
She said, you got more than one, too. He said, twin? She said, no, you got triples. You got three of them. He said, what you said? She said, that's right.
Well, that's only fair and proper that I should have three of them. I'm the head salesman for the 3M company. I should have three of them. He turned around and gave his other Cajun three cigars, and he was hitting the door.
He said, where are you going? He said, I'm leaving you. I work for the 7-Up company. Denham Springs in Port Vincent, where I live, we had some real bad rains and we had some flood. In fact, it was real bad. And there was a Sunday school teacher teaching a Sunday school class. And she said, cheering, we're not going to take our regular Sunday school lesson up, no. We're going to talk about old man Noah and the big flood. One little fellow said, worse than this? She said, much more worse. She said, old man Noah was told to build a ark. One little fellow said, what that is? She said, that's a boat with a top on it. He said, Chris Craft? She said, no. It looked like a barn, but it's got a lead on it. He was told to build that ark on top of a mountain. He'd do just what he's told. Then he was told, Noah, you go out there and get a pair of every kind of animal, every kind of bird, every kind of reptile, and fill that hark up all the way plumb. And don't get lookalikes, get pals, you hear? Well, old man Noah go out there and do just what he's told. He fill that hark up all the way plumb. And it start to rain. Whoo, it rained, not buckets, car load. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained. It floated that hawk off the mountain. 40 days and 40 nights it poured down. Then, just like that, it quit, and the sun brought itself out, and they float around there for 3 or 2 weeks, and old man Noah noticed that food getting low, and he got to do something about that. So he sent a dove out, because that's a homing pigeon. That dove go out and stay about 3 or 2 hours, just to get back to them hawk and fall on the deck. Wore plumb out. But he don't brought nothing with him.
Tijon, you know what that means. Oh, no, I don't, too.
Little Marie jump up and say, I know what that means. That means you don't find no land. Wasn't nothing but water. Wasn't no use and brought that back. We got too much of that already.
He said, that's right.
So he waited about 3 or 2 weeks and he sent another dove out. And that dove, when he brought himself back, he got an olive branch on his teeth, in his mouth. Tijon, you bound to know what that means. Oh, no, I ain't either, because I don't know. Little Emil jumped him and said, I know what that means, teacher. That means he find land, because olive don't grow on water, nor it grows on ground.
He said, that's right.
So he sent another dove out then. And that dove don't brought himself back some, none at all, any. Tijon jumped up and said, I know what that means. He said, what does that mean, Tijon? He said, that mean dove season done open up in South Louisiana, I guarantee you.